And now Late Junction, tonight with Verity Sharp.
From Hungary, that's the group Pánógrást, and just a reminder that the Sunday feature on Radio 3 this week is all about gypsy music and Franz Liszt, and it's going to feature more from that great band. I just love all the rhythmic stuff that they do with their voices. Welcome to Late Junction, a spiky couple of minutes here from the Austrian pianist Oskar Eichinger. And this is a piece that seems to trip over all kinds of notes before it comes beautifully to rest. He calls it Sechzehn.
Thank you.
That's Mamani Keita, one-time backing singer for Salif Keita and now going solo on her third album to date. It's one that's been produced by the maverick Nicolas Rupac and they've called it Gagner l'argent française. And just staying in Mali, this is guitarist, singer and songwriter Samba Touré and a piece of his called Takamba.
Thank you. Where she was dwelling, saying, "You must come to my master, dear, if your name be Barbary Ellen." And so slowly, slowly, then she got up. Slowly she come nigh him, and the only word him did say, "Young man, I see you're dying. Oh yes, I'm sick, and I'm very sick. Death is in me dwelling, but I shall very soon better be. Now I got Barbary. Oh, you was sick and very sick. Death is a new dwelling, and you shall never better be. For you never get Barbary. Down in the undertown, 'twas in the tavern drinking, oh, you raised a toast to the girls all round, and you slighted Barbary Allen. Yes, I remember, down in the undertown, 'twas in the tavern drinking, I gave a toast to the ladies all, and my heart to Barbary Allen. And he turned his pale face to the wall. Death is in him welling. Farewell, farewell to my friends all. Kind to Barbary Allen.
Well, I don't think there's any folk singer worth his or her salt that hasn't recorded that song. It's one of those that crops up time and time again in all sorts of arrangements, different speeds, different orchestrations, and yet never seems to detract from its power. The tale of true love that is Barbara Allen, as sung by Martin Simpson, who remembers being taught it at his primary school aged 8 years old, and he's included it now a few years on his new album Purpose and Grace. And if you're in Bristol tomorrow night, he's going to be playing at the Folk House, and then on Saturday he's at the Chapel Arts Centre in Bath. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and this is an experimental rarity by Jean-Michel Jarre.
Thank you.
The Salzburg Prelude by Tad Russo. What a shame they lopped the reverb off that recording. That's the best bit about organs, I think. As played there by Michael Kraft, and before that was Jean-Michel Jarre experimenting with synths in the early 1970s for his piece called Le Pays de Rose. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. That is Denmark's Agnes Obel with Avenue from her album Philharmonics. All details will be posted on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and just follow the links from there. Here's a piece by a pupil of Kachaturian's called Igor Rakin. It's a caprice for cello, as played by Alexander Zagorinsky.
Thank you.
Music by America's Bill Frisell, inspired by the old-time music of his country, it seems to me. A piece there called Suitcase in My Hand, and it's from the album Sign of Life, which features his 858 quartet. And this is an American hymn tune that folk singers also got hold of, Long Time Travelling, originally set to banjo accompaniments by the old-time player Molly Tenenbaum from Seattle. But many a player since has picked it up. Here it is, as sung and played by Jeff Warner.
Traveling here below, a long time of traveling away from my home. I'm a long time traveling here below, gonna lay this party down. When I can see my titles clear to mansions in the sky, I'll bid farewell to every fear, I'll wipe my weeping eye. I'm a long time traveling here below, a long time of traveling away from my home. I'm a long time traveling here below, gonna lay this body down. Let others seek a place below where flames devour and forever roam. I'll seek a home above the sky where I'll always live, I'll never die. I'm a long time traveling here below, a long time of traveling away from my home. I'm a long time traveling here below, gonna lay this party down. Shall bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast. I'm a long time traveling here below, a long time of traveling away from my home. I'm a long time traveling here below, gonna lay this body down.
Gegen die, die es nimmt den Eiden, mein Echel nimmt den Schnier. Zerbrochen ist der Lockschentopf, verbrennt der Nahid, tanzen die macht eines, das dick alle in der Mitte. Tanz, tanz an gegen mir, ein Echel gegen die, die es nimmt den Eiden, mein Echel nimmt den Schnier. Die ganze Mischbuche tanzen auf der Gassene in Masel in dem Bruche. Tanz, tanz an gegen mir, ein Echen gegen dir. Jede ist dem dem Mädchen, mein Echen nimm dich nie. Hat sich mir die Sipse sitten, hat sich mir zerbrochen. Hat sich mir die Schicht zerrissen, tanz an der Heile Sache. Tanz, tanz an gegen mir, ein Echen gegen dir.
Well, that's the banjo playing of Pete Seeger accompanying a Yiddish children's song called Tonts Tonts, as sung by Ruth Rubin and set against the backdrop of a Jewish wedding. The lyrics there describing noodle pots being broken, chickpeas scorched and shoes worn out as families dance round the bride and groom. It's a recording that crops up on a Smithsonian Folkways compilation of classic Canadian songs. Ruth Rubin was born to Ashkenazi parents who'd immigrated to Montreal. And this is a wonderfully varied compilation. Here, for example, is the fiddle playing of Jean Carignan, who was one of Quebec's finest, and also an admirer of the Irish player Michael Coleman. So here we have Lord MacDonald's reel, complete with French-Canadian-style foot tapping, but played very much in the Sligo style.
Thank you.
What a great tune that is. Le Bateau and Le Petit Cheval Rouge, as played by the fiddler Lisa Ornstein and the harmonica player Normand Miron to the footwork of André Marchand. Quebec music doesn't come much better than that. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And from the music of French Canada to a song here from Brittany, this is as sung by two of the most revered singers, Eugenia and Anastasia Guadec. Who were born into a family who's sung for as long as anybody can remember. So when Breton music underwent something of a revival, these two sisters proved to be an invaluable resource.
Thank you.
an Icelandic folk song as interpreted by the pianist Snorri Sigfús Birgisson. And before that was the singing of Brittany's Gwadec Sisters. And this too is a folk song from Iceland. It's arranged for choir by Vilhelm Lansky Otto, with the words in translation being, "Mother mine in fold, fold, fear not for the cold, cold. I shall lend you my shift so thin for dancing in, for dancing in."
Thank you.
That's a nocturne written by Lily Boulanger, sister of the famous Nadia Boulanger, but a composer who died from pneumonia aged just 24 in 1918. It was played by Janine Jansson, and before it was a traditional Icelandic song as sung by the Hamralith Choir. And here's one of those classic pieces that we like to play on this programme once in a while, I Trawl the Megahertz by Paddy McAloon. And this is a piece in which a woman tries to make sense of her life by filtering through memories in the way that one might keep twiddling the dial on the radio.
I am telling myself the story of my life, stranger and song of fiction. We start with the joyful mysteries before the appearance of ether, trying to capture the elusive. The farm where the crippled horses heal, the woods where autumn is reversed, and the longing for bliss in the arms of some beloved from the past. I said, "Your daddy loves you." I said, "Your daddy loves you very much. He just doesn't want to live with us anymore." Plane comes down behind enemy lines, and you don't speak the language. A girl takes pity on you. She is Mother Teresa, walking among the poor, and her eyes have attained night vision. In an orchard, drenched in blue light, she changes your bandages and soothes you. All day her voice is balm. Then she lowers you into the sunset. Hers is the wingspan of the quotidian angel. So her feet are sore from the walk to the well of human kindness. But she gives you a name and you grow into it. Whether a tramp of the low road or a prince riding through Wagnerian opera, you learn some, if not all, of the language. And these are the footsteps you follow, the tracks of impossible love. In Paris, and I'm waiting for life to start. In the lobby of the Hotel Charlemagne, they are hanging photographs of rap artists and minor royalty. All cigarettes have been airbrushed from these pictures, making everyone a liar and saving no one from their folly. As proud as Lucifer, I do nothing to hide my kerosene dress and flint eyes, which, with one steady look, are able to restore to these images their carcinogenic threat. So what if this is largely bravado? I have only 12 days in Paris, and I'm waiting for life to start. I'm setting out my stall behind a sheet of dark hair, and you, the hostage of crazed hormones, will be driven to say, "I am the next poet laureate, and she is the cherry Madonna, and all of the summer is hers." Thank you. At first I don't notice you, or the color of your hair, or your readiness to laugh. I am tying a shoelace, or finding the pavement fascinating when the comet thrills the sky. Ever the dull alchemist, I have before me all the necessary elements. It is their combination that eludes me. Forgive me, I am sleepwalking. I am jangling along to some song of the moment, suffering its sweetness, luxuriating in its feeble approximation of starlight. Meanwhile, there is a real world. Trains are late, doctors are breaking bad news, but I am living in a lullaby. You might be huddled in a doorway, on the make, or just getting by, but I don't see it. You are my one shot at glory. Soon I will read in your expression warmth, encouragement, assent. From an acorn of interest, I will cultivate whole forests of affection. I will analyze your gestures like centuries of scholars poring over Jesus' words. Anything that doesn't fit my narrow interpretation, I will carelessly discard. For I'm careless, I'm shameless. And mayday, mayday, watch the needle leave the dial. I'm reckless. I'm telling myself the story of my life. Soon, I will make you a co-conspirator. If I am dizzy, I will call it rapture. If I am low, I will attribute it to your absence, noting your tidal effect upon my moods. Oblivious to the opinions of neighbors, I will bark at the moon like a dog. In short, I'm asking to be scalded. It is the onset of fever. Yesterday they took a census. Boasting, I said, I live two doors down from joy. Today, bewildered and sarcastic, I phone them and ask, isn't it obvious? This slum is empty. Repeat after me. Happiness is only a habit. I'm listening to the face in the mirror, but I don't think I believe what she's telling me. Her words are modern, but her eyes have been weeping in gardens and grottos since the Middle Ages. This is the aftermath of fever. I cool the palms of my hands upon the bars of an imaginary iron gate. Only by an extreme act of will can I avoid becoming a character in a country song. Lord, you gave me nothing, then you took it all away. These are the sorrowful mysteries, and I have to pay attention. In a chamber of my heart sits an accountant. He is frowning and waving red paper at me. I go to the window for air. I catch the scent of apples. I hunger for a taste, but I can't see the orchard for the rain. There are two ways of looking at this. The first is to accept that you are gone and to light a candle at the shrine of amnesia. I could even cheat. In the subterranean world of anesthetics, sad white canoes are forever sailing downstream in the early hours of the morning. Tell the stars I'm coming, make them leave a space for me. Whether bones or dust or ashes, once among them, I'll be free. It may make a glamorous song, but it's a dark train of thought with too many carriages. There is, of course, another way of looking at this. Your daddy loves you. I said, your daddy loves you very much. He just doesn't want to live with us anymore. Myself the story of my life. Thank you. By day and night, fancy electronic dishes are trained on the heavens. They are listening for smudged echoes of the moment of creation. They are listening for the ghost of a chance. They may help us make sense of who we are and where we came from. And as a compassionate side effect, teach us that nothing is ever lost. So, I rake the sky. I listen hard. I trawl the megahertz. But the net isn't fine enough, and I miss you. A swan sailing between two continents. A ghost immune to radar. Still, my eyes are fixed upon the place I last saw you, your signal urgent but breaking, before you became cotton in a blizzard, a plane coming down behind enemy lines.
I Trawl the Megahertz by Paddy McAloon. Well, thanks for your company over the past fortnight. I'm Verity Sharp. Fiona Talkington will be back with Late Junction on Tuesday next week, so do join her at 11 for that. And meanwhile, I'll just leave you here with Arturas Bumsteinas musing on the music of Wagner. Till next time, good night.